I hope, boys and girls, that you know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, like the little girl in our story. The story is told by a Sunday school teacher of a little girl who asked her, who came to her Sunday school, and she said to her, said, I asked some children to come to Sunday school today, but they said that their father was an infidel. She wanted to know from the Sunday school teacher, what is an infidel? The teacher went on to explain, well, that's a person who doesn't believe in God or the Bible. Well, one day she was going along the street, and coming out of the post office with his mail was this man that was an infidel. So she ran up to the man and she said, sir, why don't you love Jesus? If it had been a man, the infidel likely would have resented it and maybe hit him. But he didn't know what to do with this little child. And with tears in her eyes, she asked him again, oh, please tell me, why don't you love Jesus? He went on to his office and every letter that he opened seemed to say, why don't you love Jesus? He attempted to write some letters, but the same thing, every letter he seemed to write seemed to say, why don't you love Jesus? He threw down his pen in despair, and he left the office. And he wanted to get rid of this question. And he didn't matter where he went. It seemed that everything seemed to say, why don't you love Jesus? At last he went home, and there it seemed as if his own children asked him the same question. Why don't you love Jesus? So he said to his wife, I think I'll go to bed early tonight, thinking to himself, I might sleep this off. And he went to bed, and he lay down to sleep, to go to sleep, and it seemed that the pillow even said, why don't you love Jesus? So he thought, well, I'll settle this. I'll get up, and I'll read in the Gospel of John, and I'll prove that Christ contradicts himself, and he's not real. So he read on in the Gospel of John until he got to John 3:16. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The man bowed to the love of God and trusted in the Lord Jesus, who loved him and died for him on Calvary's cross. And the peace and the love of God filled his heart and his soul. What about you? Do you love the Lord Jesus? Have you trusted him? Have you received him as your Savior? Do it. It might be too late tomorrow.